Here's the latest update from Drake Stadium in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks with State Track here this afternoon. WCI Basement Repair brings you this report along with Crawford County Memorial Hospital, DR Electric, and Holly Insurance. Isaac Baumhover redeemed himself. He was disappointed in his effort a bit earlier in the 110 hurdles. He makes up for it here in the 2A 400 hurdles. In the finals, he was running in Section 1, ran a 55.99, finished second in the section, and sixth overall. So Isaac Baumhover picks up a top eight finish in the 400 hurdle finals. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have boys 2A distance medley getting underway for South Central Calhoun. Nick Englund, Tanner Mackey, Chase McAllister, and Spencer Moon. That should be coming up in the next half hour or so. Other results that have just come in a moment ago. Michael Moore of Kemper, he did not make it to the finals. Here were his three throws. His first was a 126-foot, 2-inch throw. Second throw was good for 126 feet, 3 inches. And his best throw came on the third attempt, 132 feet and 6 inches. Again, Michael Moore did not qualify for the finals in that event. Now, before I bring you a couple other individual results, I've got this for you as well, and this may be outdated, but when I jotted it down in the last 20 minutes or so, Kemper was actually leading the 2A boys team standings. So they had a 25-24 lead over Pekin, and that will probably be adjusted here in the next few minutes as events continue to wrap up here. As I mentioned, South Central Calhoun will be running in the boys 2A distance medley coming up around 5:40 or so. And then also the girls 2A high jump is also going on right now. Last I've heard, Bailey Wallison of East Sac cleared the first height at 4.9 on her first attempt, as did Caitlin Schuneman of East Sac. Still waiting on how the second heights went for those two. I'll bring you those as soon as I get them. State Track continues tonight, and we'll bring you the updates on 93.7 KKRL, KIC 106.7, and 1380 KCIM.